Okay, let's get into today's topic. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are in Perech Chomer Bakodesh, and the Mishnah listed off all the differences between Truma and Kadshim and the two highest levels of Kedusha, all the differences midrabanan that the Rabbanan required. So the first one in the list was that by Karbana, for Kadshim, one can't be Tovel a Kli Beto Kli. If I have a cup and I put that into a pot, and I want to tovel it, so that cannot be done for kachim, but it can be done for truma. The first line in the Mishnah is shamet bilim kelim b'to kelim l'truma avalola kodesh. So the Gemara wonders, why is that? What's the problem with it being tovel a kli b'to kli? I put one kli inside the other kli. I put it both into the mikvah. What's the problem with that? So the Gemara says the problem is because you're worried that the weight of the inner one would be weighing down on the outer one, and then it wouldn't be able to have water go in between and touch every spot in the place where there is a connection. So that's the problem. Bakodesh my time alo says the Gemara Amar of Elam Mipnei Shekfedo Shel Kli Chotzeitz. The heaviness of the Kli is Chotzeitz, would represent an interposition, and therefore that's the problem, and that's why you can't be tovel. Like Mara later on says, but if it doesn't work, I mean, it's a real problem of chatzitza, so why don't we see this problem of chatzitza for truma too? You know, if it's a problem, it's a problem. Is it only a chash of a problem, and therefore, because there's only a probability, but it's not vaday, we're only machmir by kachim? But that's the discussion here, the concept of kfedo shel kli chotzeitz. So before we get into the main topic, just the hara, one of the achronim, the chalkas, Yoav, wonders, don't we have a principle elsewhere of min bimino eino chotzeitz? We know a mesecha sukkah. Let's say sometimes we use the pieces of lulav to hold the dal and minim together. So why do we use the pieces of lulav? Why don't we use rubber bands? Why don't we use other things? Min bimino eino chotzeitz. If it's something of the same type, then it does not represent an interposition, something blocking. So the question here is, isn't it min bimino? Isn't it the same both kalim, and you're just trying to tovel them both. So it's min bimino. They're both tame kalim. You're trying to make them tar. What's the problem of min bimino? So you know there's an answer to this question. You just got to formulate it. The principle of min bimino eino chotzeitz doesn't help you by tevila. It helps you where you have to be holding something. So if you're holding something and there's something of the same type in between, then that's not chotzeitz. But here the halach of tevila is that the water has to be touching every spot. So you can't say min bimino, it's chotzeitz. It's physically chotzeitz. The idea is the water has to touch every spot. So you don't say min bimino eino chotzeitz there. That's just the din of netilas lula v'chula. Or we also say kolana oso eino chotzeitz. Something that's put for its beauty is not chotzeitz. So again, that's halacha by holding something where you have a din to hold something or to connect to something, but not by tevila. Tvila is a halacha of chatzitza, and water has to touch every spot, or at least be ra'ui to touch every spot. Like we know the halacha of ra'ui l'bias mayim. Water doesn't have to go into our mouths, but it has to be ra'ui to go into our mouths. We have to make sure there's no chatzitza in the mouth. But that's just tahara on the why min bimino eino chotzeitz does not apply here. But we're going to discuss today the question, and we're going to see this line of the Gemara plays a role in this sugya. The question is, what if somebody has to go to the mikvah and they can't stand? They can't stand. Let's say a woman's in a wheelchair. So how does she go to the mikvah? How does she go to the mikvah? So we're going to see today's line plays a role. There are one of two or one of three choices. Right? She can't physically herself go into the mikvah. So this was already asked by the Masis Ben Yamin. Masis Ben Yamin was a Talmud of the Ramah, a Talmud of the Marshal, way back in Poland, 1550 to 1620. Often it's quoted in the Magen Avraham and the other notes of Kalim, Membez. They quote the Membez. Masis Ben Yamin in Simen Pei Aleph. So the question was, She'ela, Isha, She'ena Yechol Amor Al Ragleha, Kesedi Tovelas. What's she supposed to do in order to go to the mikvah? So he says, I found a tshuva from Rav Yisrael Brin, who said as follows. Isha she'ni chol lamar aragleha ein la takana betfilasa ella bezeha ofan lahaniach sadin b'mikva kamo mefitz. You put like some type of sheet or layer in the mikva, on the like a mefitz as a mattress, but I wouldn't call it like a mattress, some kind of thin material. V'dala nashim b'dala kanfoseha, and you have four women holding, one each holding the edge, the corner of the of a material. V'yashkivuhu al asadin b'pshitos yadayim v'raglayim. We'll put the person, and again, this today it's a woman, but it could be bezman hamikdash, a man. You put them on the sheet. V'yatbiluhu, and slowly lower in the person into the mikvah. They can't stand themselves, so that's one way to put them onto a board, a material, and slowly lower them into mikvah, and maybe they just can't move their legs. They can move their head, they'll put everything under the water, and they'll come up. And the yagbihu osai, they sadin v'tahora. Aval ba'ofan acher, but says the Masis Binyamin, the other choice, what's the other choice? Lechos osa beiz nashim bizro oseha, to have two women, one each holding, let's say, an arm or a shoulder of the woman going down. Even if they would wet their hands beforehand, so that the hands of the women holding are dripping with the mikvah water. Hayaradeya, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Tzadiches, sounds that should work, as we'll see that soon. V'taymo lo yitachen be'enai, says this Rabbi Yisrael Brin, I don't think that would work. I think the sheet, putting the person on the sheet, is a better option than holding the woman going down. Why? Because that's a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Gittin, and we don't hold that way. So that's Rabbi Yisrael Brin, quoted here in the Masis Binyamin, that you can put the woman on the sheet, but you can't put the woman down holding them by the arms. And the Masis Ben Yamin himself says, I think lahefech. V'divrei harav bazet temuin ma'od. Shari hu mataras atame hu matame es atohar. Kepara aduma. I think he's wrong on both counts. I think what he said is good is bad, and what is bad is good. Why? Ki mashakasav sheyet bilu aide sadin. The fact put the woman on the sheet. Dovrezele itachin kla. Why? The sadin bar kibulei tumahu. What you're using to hold is on a davar amakabal tumah, and you can't be tovel something on a davar amakabal tumah. That doesn't work. V'rakazu arayvin v'arashba v'aran hevi matura v'beis Yosef, di'isha lo titzpol al davar shemakabal tumah, v'afilu b'di'evin lo also latfila. So it's not going to work. A few times in the Gemara we have the case, you remember the case, the sunrise Gemara says that Shmuel made a machzeles for his daughters during the months of Nisan and Tishrei because various reasons given, maybe the water was, it was muddy at the bottom, maybe the water was too dangerous, but either way, how do you explain that? So maybe one of two, maybe the Rishonim, some Rishonim say the Pshat is, it's not that that's a machzeles, that a mat that the woman is going on. Some say that he made a machzeles, some type of wall for tznius, so it was private, so the girls could go into the water then. And others say that maybe it was made from something that was not makabel tumah. Maybe you don't have to say that it was made from something on makabel tumah, right? The davelu machzaltum bnei chatzitza the tit for refesh. If you want to say that he made it for mud, so it is on the floor. So the yidbak baraglayim. But farshi the machzelas elo miyosa machzelas she'en makabel tumah. Kagon machzelas gedola she'en lasafa, like the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah says. So I don't think your option that you think is correct, because that's a davar makabel tumah, and you can't be told on a davar makabel tumah. And the other option I think is a good option. Umashakasa vidachal takanas adachas yad isha bimayim mishum dehahi mitukma krebihuda rabbanu pligiyale. He says, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. We obviously pasken like that. Shita, where did the poskim? V'chein kala poskim eviu dinzel apsak halacha bali shum pickbook. Meaning what? Look in Shulchan Aruch kuf tzadiches hilchas nida kuf tzadiches sif chavches. Right, what's the case there? Sif chavches. Right, we discussed it a little recently. If you're putting something in a kelim mikvah. Right, and what if you don't want it to drop? So, if you can make your hands loose for a second, great. But if not, you could get your hands wet first, and then put it in. But the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lotechos b'chaverta biyadeh b'shas tefila." A woman should not hold her friend's hand when she's going to the mikvah. Ella imkain rafsa yada kidei sheyavo amayim b'makom achizas yadeha. Unless you loosen the hand so that water can get in. V'im hidicha yadeha b'mayim tefila. And at first, if the woman holding wets her hand first before she's holding the woman who goes into the mikvah, shari, that's okay. Shemashka tofech sha'al yadeha chibur l'mei mikvah. Because it's all considered connected to the mei mikvah. So the Masis Binyamin says it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. And nobody argues on that would work. So it's pashut that the woman who cannot stand, she's in a wheelchair. Ain la takana besadin klal. I don't think the sadin works. Kiem lechos osa bizro oseho. Two women should hold her. Visha ochetz tadia, and the one who's holding her should wash her hands first. Should wet her hands in the mikvah first. Tadiach yadeh tchila b'mayim achi tofechem nazlat fiach. Does have a chibur le'me mikvah, but it's not a chatzitza. Or if you want to use some type of sheet or mattress that's not makabel tuma, I'll also take that. I'll also accept that, and the women would be at the four corners of the sheet. Good. If you look in the Sidrei Tara, one of the great Achronim on Shulchan Aruch, in the back of Hilchos Nidos, so he quotes this discussion, and he says, okay, I'll agree with the Maaseh Binyamin that holding the women is okay, going down, but even with a sheet or a mattress that is not makabel tuma, I don't think is good. I don't think that option is good for a different reason. Why? Says the Lanias Daiti, this is in the Shiurei Tara, on the Siman in Shulchan Aruch in the back, Kuf Sadiches, Sif Katan Nun Zayin. The great Gdolei Yisrael knew all of this by heart. Remember one of the, Rav Shechter once mentioned, he was sitting next to Rav Moshe Feinstein at a wedding many years ago, and somebody came over to ask Rav Moshe Feinstein a question, and Rav Moshe answered, and he turned to Rav Shechter and says, he thought they'd get me on a Mefurish Prima Gadim. Like Rav Moshe thought, like they was really trying to test them. The Prima Gadim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch has pages and pages and columns of a lot of small print. And on the Eishal Avram, and the Eishal Zav, on the Monogon Avram. And so all the Achronim, our great Gedolei Yisrael, knew this all by heart. So in the back here, the Sidrei Tara says, he quotes this discussion of the Maaseh Binyamin, that says, Elanias daiti tzarech iyun, ta'afta machzelas eina makabelas tuma, mikol makom ha'havi chatzitza. Even if it's not makabel tuma, I think it's a problem. Why? The afa gav to kaimel andisha tovelas bibigadeha, even though we'll see this a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem, that if a woman goes into the mikvah with her clothes on in a certain situation, if they're very loose, it works. Haino dafka bibigadim rechavim shein refuyim aleha, if they're very loose. Avaloba osan shein mehudakim, but if it's something's very tight, it's not going to work. V'yemkein benidon zeh, she shocheves aleha, if the woman's lying on anything, that's very tight. Her whole weight is going to be on whatever's supporting her. And even if it's not makabel tuma, water's not getting in there. Water's not getting in there. Vade avechatitza. I have a low dummy. Then he says, but one second. What about if anybody goes into the mikvah? Let's say I go into the mikvah. I walk into the mikvah. So my feet push down and are held up by the floor. Isn't that the same thing? I am supporting myself on the floor with my feet. So what's the difference? And that's tight. That's mehudak, so water's not, oh, I have to jump up. Every time I dunk my head, my feet have to jump up off the floor. Never heard of that chumrah. You know, maybe some people do it, but that's not something that's quoted in the halacha. You have to jump up in the mikvah, so at the same time, it's on the bottom of your feet. So what's the difference between standing on the floor and the woman lying on this sheet, on this mattress kind of thing? V'lo dami l'ragli atovel sh'ala karka mikvah. It's not the same. D'lekamon siflamid. D'hasam. Over there, the water of the mikvah touches the bottom of my feet as I put the foot down, and it's connected the entire time to the water of the mikvah. That's a chibur. So then even if at the moment I'm dunking, the water's not touching the bottom of my feet, but it was touching the bottom of my feet, and as it was touching the bottom of my feet, it was connected to the rest of the mikvah. But what's going on here? What do we assume? She's going on to this sheet mattress thing outside the mikvah. And even if you want to get it wet beforehand, but she's not going to go on while it's still in the mikvah. That's kind of unusual. So pashtus is she's going on when it's outside the mikvah, when the water is not connected to the mikvah. That makes it worse. He says, not like the mikvah, the hasam hamayim makdimin l'ragleha, v'yadayin ika mashke tofeach mechubar l'mikvah. Then it's all connected. Kamo shekatav Rashba, hevio ataz. Kan, mashe'enkin benidon zeh, shemashkivin osala machatzelas chutz l'mikvah. What's going on here? You liar on this machatzelas. Again, this mat. Outside the mikvah, v'acharkach matvilon osa ima machatzelas b'mikvah, ha'bemakom she shocheves aleha lo ayli b'maya. Right, where she's lying, water's not going to go. The chotzeitz, v'afem idicha machatzelas tchila b'meik mikvah. And even if you wet the reed mat before she goes on it, ashiya ala tofecha manas latviach lo mahani. Tatlushim ninu, it's not connected. V'eino moel abemakom dibuk beinoni. It would only help where there is an medium type of tightness. But if it's a real tightness, like a person leaning on it,
so
Only if the water goes in first and it's all connected. So I argue with that option. Using a reed mat that's not makabel tuma, I think the only option is to have the women. Unless what you do, it's unusual if you put the reed mat a little bit in the water, and then the woman goes on it while it's in the water, while it's a little underneath the surface of the water. That's the same thing with about the feet. So that would be okay. Boda machzas tochamayim. Vihi metzias rechoka. Hard to imagine that would happen, but that would be possible. That was Shmuel's case, was on the bottom where it was on the floor. Right, I'm saying, but here it would be the whole body. Whole body would be on it, so it would be more... It would be more difficult, but that's the Sidre Tara. But what is our Gemara? So says the Minchas Yitzchak, our Gemara plays a role in this. What's the Sidre Tara's Taina? It's exactly, where does he get that claim from? That if you're leaning on it and the water's not going to get in there, that's our Gemara. The inner Kli, Kfedo Shel Kli, is Chotzeit. So the language of our Gemara that we started off with. Right? Kfedo Shel Kli Chotzeit says the Minchas Yitzchak. So we had a Minchas Yisrael yesterday also. Says the Minchas Yisrael, Dayan Weiss, in a tshuva, he says, that's where the Sidre Tara gets it from. Kfeida Shokli Klotzeitz, and that's why he doesn't like this option, where the entire weight is on the floor. So again, the Matzis Binyamin and the Sidre Tara all say that to have the women hold, you know, where all the weight is not on them, and even you could have like a little fingers, a little looser for a second, that would be the best option. Minchas Yisrael's tshuva is talking about a related issue. What about a bathing suit? So generally, you know, women, water has to touch every part of the body. What about, you know, a bathing suit? So pashtus, that's a problem, right? For a person to go to the mikveh with a bathing suit on, bathing suit is supposed to be tight and up against the skin, and therefore it would be a problem. And that's what the Minchas Yisrael here in Chelik Dalas, Imalamaneh, Benidon Tfilas Nashim Bebigdei Schia. And again, he wrote this in Manchester, 1964. So he says, what's the she'elato? Let's say there's a woman who will not go to the mikveh. Let's say there's a woman who lives in a place without a mikveh, and the only place is the ocean. So let's say I'm only going with a bathing suit. So is that a tefillah? It's on a miyut of the body, but lechore, it's makpid, shidafka wants it on. So he says, so he quotes that b'shas atchak, b'vakam she'in mikveh, havi kidiyeved, the efshal oris lanashim shetetvana bathing suit refuya, right? If it's loose, then I'll give you some flexibility, right? Why? Because that's the Shulchan Aruch later on in that same simon. Kuf tzadiches. That's the simon here in Shulchan Aruch relating to chatzitza issues, tefillah and chatzitza. So in kuf tzadiches, sif mem vav towards the end, nida shetavla bibegadeho muteris levayla. A nida that goes into the mikveh with her clothes on, muteris, the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the shach, Niradafka ba'osana begadim shein refuyin aleha. Only loose begadim. Very loose begadim, because then the water gets in. Avalo ba'osan shein mudakim. But not if it's tight. Right? Not if it's tight. And he quotes that from the Ramban. Dafka isha be'begadim sheheim rechavos. Shekacha yeminag nashim shalem kemo sha'adai nagu nashim shalares kanan. Some women have these loose robes on. Aval ish be'begadav shein ksarim udvukim lebasar v'lamasi maya ayalvuhu. If water can't get in, so then it is not considered a tefillah, because that's going to block. So again, if somebody's wearing a beged that's loose, so then it'll be okay. So again, if somebody has a loose bathing suit, the problem is, says Minchas Yitzchak, bathing suits aren't loose. Bathing suits are dafka, supposed to be muhudak la'or, to the skin, and therefore pashas, it would be a problem. And then he says that, we'll get back to that, the continuation of the tshuva in a second. Rav Moshe, question is, does Rav Moshe argue? Rav Moshe in four or five different places in his Shuvas, in Yaradeya Dalid Yud, in Eved Ezer Dalid Yud Dalid, in Eved Ezer Dalid Chaf Gimel, he talks all about the case where it's the same Chiddush in all the cases, where he says, a girl is going out with a guy and his parents are not from. So his parents never went to the mikvah, his mother never went to the mikvah. That's cool. The Gemara talks about the midos of a Ben Hanida. A Ben Hanida is brazen and azpanim, and so Rav Moshe was asked, you know, what am I supposed to do? Is this a reason not to marry this guy? So Rav Moshe says, and you need a gadol hador to say this kind of a chiddush, Rav Moshe says in three different places, if he has midas tovos, then he obviously is not a Ben Hanita. That's a raya that is not a Ben Hanita. What do you mean not a Ben Hanita? His mother and I went to the mikvah. Maybe she went to the ocean that day. And she went to the ocean that day, where before she was, and she's not a Nida and Midaraisa, it's a Miyata, and if she's wearing a bathing suit, it still would work. So Ramosha has that line, that even if she's wearing a bathing suit, it's still okay. Still okay. That's what he says. I'll read you one of the places. He says here, which one should we read? Here, let's read the one in Yeridea. One in Yeridea says, Ramosha, Kishelo Yadua Vadai, he says, if you know he's a Ben Anita, fine. But here you don't know he's a Ben Anita for sure. You just know she didn't go to the mikvah. So, Yishlon Alismoch, Sheina Basnita, Ela Isha Shinolda Beheter, it's the other way, the girl. The Tfilas Nida, Eina Tzricha Kavana Litar, as we know, you don't need Kavana. The woman falls into a mikvah is also good. Shalachain, who vadai dover amatsui, shebeshashikvar over you made to masa, she galya klamishmaya, rachza biyam, uba agamim. Maybe she went to a river in the parentheses, lakes, lamed yud yud kuf samach. Shehei mayanot ubinaharot, vinitara, vaavim aizalavusha eze beged shaloveshes hanashim, kisharokhsos bamayim ubinaharos, she's wearing a bathing suit, ainze dover achotseits, says her Moshe. And therefore, it will be okay. Again, if you knew, and then he says at the end, Kivach ain't beben nida iser daraisa, Berge ben anida is not a daraisa anyway. It's just like a shash of a yichus v'aflo iser rabbanan. It's not even iser rabbanan. It's nothing. It's not like a kohen and a chalala. Vada yichon lismoch al simonim elu, de kshit snua, ubaal esmidas tovos, the yiras me Hashem yisparach, the oheves torah valom deha, umedakdekes bisure torah, yesh lismoch de ena basnida. Did his damein sheima rachsa lanasa b'makam shakarsha l'tfila, v'aisa tahora b'shas habiyah, shenis abrahi mizeh. Unbelievable. Rav Moshe, again, doesn't only say it once, says it like three times. Says he arguing? Is he saying that a bathing suit is not? Chatitza. So Rav Avadya in the third volume of Taharas Abayis, his Svarim Anida, said, Rav Moshe might just be saying this for the Ben Anida. You don't have to say that Rav Moshe is saying that for a woman who really needs a tefillah, it's gonna be okay with a bathing suit. It's hard to say that because a bathing suit is tight. It's against the Shach. Right? The Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch says that B'gadeh is okay if she's wearing loose clothing. So the Rav Avadya says, in Taharas Abayis, that Rav Moshe says it to when there's a chashash ben anida, but nothing more than that. You don't have to stretch Rav Moshe. But another very lamaisa area where this comes up, the Minchas Yitzchak says in that same tshuva back in Dalet Lamed Hey, and even if you make specific begadim that are loose specifically for tevila, I'm not so sure, because who are we to judge what's very loose and what's little loose? Like the Shach says, it has to be loose. How do you judge looseness? So he says, I'm not so comfortable with any type of beged, even if it's made loose. But where does this come up? Others are making regarding this. For geirus, a woman who's a giyores. So in some places, the minhag is that, again, that's not appropriate for the bezdin to see a woman in the mikvah, but let's say they're outside, and then she would go, they wear this like loose-fitting robe type of thing that is still connected. In the days of old, they talk about the Ravadi, in that place Taharas Abayis talks about, where the water that they were going in was dirty and filthy. Then under the neck, you can't see anything in the water anyway. But now we have mikvahs that are very clean and hygienic, and so it's an issue. So a woman wears this type of robe, and it's loose around the neck, like let's say like a barber type of thing that the barber puts on. So it covers everything from the neck down, and it's very loose. And then the bezin would come in for a second and see whatever they have to see. But it's totally covered. And so that loose type of fitting beged is something that is used in terms of that type of situation. But again, the Minchas Yitzchak says, well, how do you know loose and how do you know loose? Again, there are things that are very loose. You could say, okay, certain types of looseness is not acceptable, but this seems to be really loose. Again, this is all for Me'ikar Hadin Chatzitzas. If you have just a minog of chatzitzas, the minog of, if somebody's going to the mikvah for Takanis Ezra, spoken about, the Bir Halacha says in Hilchas Simen Pei Ches, and so that's okay. That's okay to have this type of chatzitza if it's just a tefillah of minog. What we're talking here is a tefillah of din. Okay, we'll stop here.